welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Security Alerts. SEC approves modifications to NASDAQ's press release requirements. On March 15, 2010, the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, approved proposed changes to NASDAQ rules that modify the press release requirements for companies listed on NASDAQ. Under the prior rules, NASDAQ required listed companies to disclose certain information through a press release or the news media. The amendments modify these requirements by eliminating the need to file a press release in certain situations where the company is already required to disclose the information in a filing with the SEC. The amendments are effective immediately. Form 8K disclosures. The amended rules allow companies to make the following disclosures by either filing a Form 8K where required by SEC rules or issuing a press release. In situations where a Form 8K is not required to be filed under SEC rules, NASDAQ still requires a company to make public disclosures through a press release. Receipt of a notice that the company does not meet a listing standard or that NASDAQ intends to delist the company, or receipt of a public reprimand letter. A company that receives notice of a late filing of a periodic report with the SEC is still, however, required to issue a press release. Receipt of an exception to the shareholder approval requirements because compliance would jeopardize the company's financial viability. A company that receives such an exception is still, however, required to also mail this notice to all shareholders at least 10 days before issuing securities in reliance on the exception. Any changes in the terms of a listed unit. The amendments did not change the requirement that a company file a press release regarding the voluntary delisting of such company. And NASDAQ also continues to require a company that is relying on the inducement exception to the requirement to obtain shareholder approval for equity rewards to disclose in a press release specific information about the equity award. Interim financial results of foreign private issuers. The prior rules required foreign private issuers to disclose interim financial results in a press release and Form 6K. The amended rules eliminate the requirement that foreign private issuers publish their interim financial results in a press release, but still require them to publish results in a Form 6K filed with the SEC. Audit opinion, going concern. The amended rules also eliminate the requirement that a company issue a press release announcing its receipt of an audit opinion expressing doubt about its ability to continue as a going concern. NASDAQ has determined this press release is not necessary because the SEC already requires that this disclosure be included in a company's annual report, which is filed with the SEC and distributed to shareholders. If a company fails to include the audit opinion in its annual report, however, NASDAQ will consider the filing deficient and move to delist the company. Notification procedures. The amended rules also streamline NASDAQ's notification procedures by requiring companies to notify NASDAQ's MarketWatch department before issuing certain disclosures, rather than having them notify multiple NASDAQ departments as required under the prior rules. NASDAQ has confirmed that the MarketWatch department will serve as a gatekeeper and notify other NASDAQ departments as necessary.
2010, Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. All rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion, within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party